Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for Governor campaign.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin
It is Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. The caravan continues to move, now upwards of 7,000 strong. Remember, we were talking about it over the weekend. It was 4,000, then 5,000, now 7,000. And we have a matter of days to figure out what to do. If this group gets to, if this caravan or migrant mob, as Megan Barth would say, if it gets to our southern border, we're going to have to make a decision on what to do. The president has threatened to put our military along our southern border to defend it. Sovereign border implies that we get to dictate who comes and goes. Is that unfair? Now, the lamestream media, the fake news media, they're making into these poor people with babies and children, and they're poor. I don't want to seem cold-hearted, but Joe DiMassina said it better than I could. My give-a-damn's busted. You cannot just walk in and say, hey, I don't have enough money, you give me money. You couldn't do that to Sheldon Adelson. You can't do that to Steve Wynn. You can't just walk in and say, I'm poor and I don't have a lot of money, would you give me? I demand that you give me money. I demand that you give me a job. You just cannot do that. And I think what's going to happen in the midterms is millions of Americans are going to see through this, that this is just a Democrat plot. But you simply, this is not open borders. Now, if you want to go ahead and you want to elect a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate, and in 2020 a Democrat president, then maybe you do just open up the borders. But you can't do it. Let's go to Brady. Brady, thanks for holding through the news. You're up. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I don't think the U.S. military is going to be shooting Honduran babies out of their mother's arm. But what I do hope is due to the fact that what I see on these pictures of this caravan, I don't see that many babies. I see a lot of young adult men in their age, not really young adults, anywhere between 20 and 50. And if we allow this caravan to say they're probably going to come to California, which is a sanctuary city, I don't let them even cross because they're going to say that we're an asylum seeker. We have to let them in because of violence in their country. So what Trump needs to do is just like what the Israelis are doing against the Palestinians. Tear gas, some rubber bullets, I don't care what you need to do, but set up on the border in California or just over the Mexican line. I don't care how many yards it has to be, but stop that caravan, whatever they need to do.
Okay, here's the problem. Posse Comitatus, you have to get the governor to bring you in, to allow you in. Do you think Governor Moonbeam will allow U.S. troops along the California-Mexico border?
How about we just go through Arizona and just head a little bit more south then, and then we'll cross over there.
Well, all I'm saying is, you know, are you advocating an invasion of Mexico?
Yes, I'm. Yes, I would like to see. I don't care if they say, okay, we can't let our U.S. military. Then if we have to put the National Guard in, so be it.
But you're talking about putting them 7 to 10 or 20 miles into Mexico, putting U.S. That's a foreign invasion. You are aware of that.
Correct. And that's what needs to be done due to the fact that the Mexican president says, come on right in and keep going. I'm encouraging you. He's violating the law right there. So he's in violation of international law. We're just going to step in. Maybe we'll impose martial law right there in Mexico.
Wow. That is a major step. I mean, you're talking now about an invasion of a foreign country. I mean, putting U.S. troops on the ground 20 miles inside the Mexico border, that's something different. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have the United Nations, you know, getting involved. Do you really want that? Paul, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
In reference to what the other gent just said, countries can permit other countries to put their military inside their borders. We have our soldiers all around the world. So if Mexico wants us in there, they'll give us permission to do it. But I'm going to tell your listeners, I was involved with crowd control in Vietnam. What they're going to do, they're going to put the women and children in the front. And if they don't move, then the element that's behind them, this criminal element, or what we really want to keep out, are going to put guns in their backs and poke them. And if they don't start to move, they will shoot them. At which point, if we have troops on the border, we're going to start to hear shots fired, and that's when it's going to really start to get interesting. So I think it's a good idea to put them in, our troops, into Mexico. We can start to defuse it there, and these people will now see that their hopes of getting to the border are going to be defused, and that's what's going to be necessary. Now, one other thing. The President of the United States has the ability to call up the militia, which is all males between 17 and 45. That's the Militia Act of 1903. Whether you like it or not, any gun, pro-gun, whatever it is, your backside's going to get called up, and you're going to have to go. So the president doesn't have to worry about a judge blocking that. He has no power to do it. The president has sole authority over the Militia Act of 1903, and we can put civilians, armed civilians, at the border. So we'll have our soldiers in Mexico, we'll have the citizens at the border, and you tier it to prevent each group that gets past one line is now blocked by the next until you stop it all. So there's a way to do it. I hope it can be done without the loss of life. But what's on the other side of the border that wants to come across, they don't care. And I just want your listeners to know what's going to happen, Kevin.
I'm so glad you called, Paul. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through, and you've been getting that stupid busy signal. Unfortunately, you're getting it again because our lines are jammed. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I'd been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by Friends of Hoff.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Lots.
live and local now. Good to have you with us. Let's see. The president's next stop, I think, is either Charlotte or Wisconsin. But he's going to be on the road like all this week. And I think it's great. Let's go to Larry. Larry, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Yeah, this has been some awesome rallies. Awesome rallies. Yeah, I agree with the other two callers. It has to be stopped, no matter the cost or the casualties. I'm telling you, it has to be stopped. It's illegal. All it is being funded by George Soros and the liberal Democrats. We're going to end up, if we don't stop it, I mean, we need hundreds of thousands of troops on the border. We're going to form a wall, and we're going to stop them, because otherwise we're going to be just like Germany, France, England. It's not going to be pretty if we just let them flood in here. We already know what it's going to be like.
Do you remember a year ago, I think the president said, you know, if we allow this to go on, we are going to be overrun. I would think a mob, yes, of 7,000 people would constitute being overrun. And that's what they're threatening to do.
And it could be over 7,000, actually. It could be much more over 7,000, you know. And we got to put a stop to it. I got to tell you, I am an advocate of legal immigration. My fiance lives in Hong Kong and works in Hong Kong. Right as we speak, we FaceTime twice a day. We already put in, through a lawyer in Hong Kong, for a fiancé visa, we applied. We've been accepted. Our packets are in Southern California, being processed. They've been accepted by Homeland Security. And it's going to take 6 to 8 months, but you can do it legally. They have so many excuses about coming over here, Kevin, illegally. I mean, everybody I know, all they have is excuses. There is no excuse to become a criminal. Once that toe goes over that borderline, they are all criminals. Criminals. And it's no reason that you can't. Look, it's going to cost us a fraction, Kevin, to do this legally versus illegally. I know people that has paid $5,000 to $10,000 to do it illegally, when it's just costing us a quarter of that.
Yeah.
Isn't that something else?
Hey,
we have to do it.
Are you angry? Are you angry at these people? I mean, you're doing it the right way, and it's taken forever.
I am
forever.
So angry. I am so angry. I've always been like this. I owned a health food store here in town for 15 years, my wife and I. And one day we needed a double-wide true refrigerator moved. And my wife said, why don't you go over there, Lair, to Home Depot? Even though she was against this, she still said it. She goes, why don't you go across the road, Home Depot, and get a couple of the Mexicans? And I said, Dawn, is that really coming out of your mouth? I don't believe in even hiring illegals. You got to do it legal. Yeah. These Democrats, they hate this country so much. So much, but it all starts with George Soros.
I'm with you. I'm so glad you called. Thank you, man. And keep us posted on your progress of getting your fiance into the country. And I know it takes like it's like forever. And I was thinking, boy, wouldn't it be cool if she got to got her papers by Christmas? You could have a wonderful Christmas in America. Wouldn't that be cool? Wow. Go to Jason. Jason, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, it's an honor to speak with you this morning.
The honor is mine. What's up, man?
I've been thinking about this, and I really haven't heard much talked about here. The other gentleman alluded to something, but you're talking 7,000 people traveling who knows how many thousands of miles. Where is the money coming from that's getting them from there to here? Who is feeding them? Who is who's housing them. This is a mass amount of people, and it would take millions and millions of dollars to get that many people here. Who's doing it?
Who's feeding them? Who's providing transportation? Because some of the people are riding in cars, some of the people are walking. My suggestion would be that you send the CIA down there, Spanish-speaking folks, and find out who the organizers are and arrest the organizers. There is a conspiracy to violate federal immigration law. It's obvious. They're telling the media that.
And it's on our side of the border, not theirs. You know, I think the last gentleman hit on it, that George Soros has got to have something to do with this. Their voters, you know, I live in the Coachella Valley, and this place is overrun with illegals. It's hard to find work. I'm in construction, and it's hard to find work because they undercut everybody so bad. What are you going to do with 7,000, and like the other gentleman also mentioned, by the time they get up here, how many more people are they going to pick up along the way? What are we going to do when we have 10,000 people standing at a border?
Yeah.
We going to let them in?
And by the way, three weeks from now, there'll be another mob of 5,000 or 12,000. I'm just telling you, this sets a nasty precedent, especially if you let them in. If you let them in, you're just telling everybody else in Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala, you're telling them, come on up. We got open borders, folks.
Well, I saw a guy last night on the news. One of them's coming up. He speaks English just as well as you and I.
Yeah.
He's, as far as I'm concerned, he's an organizer. He was sent down there to get this whole thing going. And there's got to be some law against people in the United States sponsoring stuff like this, which is a mass invasion. Any other country in the world, you have 4,000 people coming to a border, they got their military out there because they're being invaded. Well, we're being invaded every day. Now we know they're coming. It's just unbelievable to me.
Can I tell you something? There's a thing called conspiracy to commit a felony. And the felony in this particular case is violating our federal immigration law and supporting those that already break it. That's a criminal offense right there. Now, it's not prosecuted a lot. It certainly wasn't prosecuted a lot under President Obama. But I'm sorry. That's what they're doing is wrong. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's how you do it. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. More of your calls from all across the state of Nevada and in the Coachella Valley. Our last call from the Coachella Valley. I love it. I love it. Whoops. Hang on a second. You want to join us? You can. Our phone line's open. I've only got one line, but you can have it right now. Live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Go ahead and water the lawn. I give a damn busted. I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper. No, sorry. Nothing. After all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted.
I just love it. Joe DiMassina, and it's kind of the way I feel about the 7,000, Megan Barth calls it a migrant mob. Everybody else calls it a caravan. I got to tell you, my give a damn's busted. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care how many kids you have on each arm. You can't just cross into another country unimpeded. I'm sorry, you can't. There's something called international law, I guess. We all have our own sovereign country. Poland is a sovereign country. Germany is a sovereign country. Cuba is an island nation and a sovereign country. You just can't. So what do we do? The 7,000-strong migrant caravan keeps advancing to our southern border. I know we follow the lead of the president, but maybe this is a case where the president needs to listen to us. I love the idea of using the military. Don't know if it's legal or not. But the president at his rally over the weekend in Elko, before that in Missoula, Montana, said that he was considering sending the military to our border to defend it. And why shouldn't he? We are a sovereign nation. We have sovereign borders. You simply cannot cross into another country without their permission. The Mexican government told that to the organizers. Now, if you're ringing in, we'll get you screened and we'll get you ready to go. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Jackie. Jackie is in Henderson, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Jackie, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm personally tired of this, you know, illegal immigrants bullying us, saying that they're going to push their way through. I'm sick and tired of the Democrats bullying us, because that's what they are, a bunch of bullies, interrupting people at dinner and having this gang mentality. And so I am on my way right now. I am voting straight red. I've encouraged everybody in my family to vote straight red. Even if you don't like a particular candidate, like I personally have reservations about Dean Heller. However, a vote for Dean Heller is a vote for Donald Trump. And that is who I want to see succeed. So my ultimate goal is to sit there and put all the people in place to support Donald Trump. And that is also includes doing your homework when it comes to these judges. After this whole Kavanaugh debacle, I took for granted all these years. I never used to vote for judges because I didn't think anything of it. And after this, I've sat there and done my homework and researched what political party they're affiliated with and researched who is, you know, which organizations are supporting them. And it's eye-opening. You do have a choice, and your vote matters.
Good point. Good point. I am so glad you're going to vote, Jackie. I'm going to go vote right after the show. I'm going to go up to Arroyo Crossing by the Walmart there, and I'm going to vote. And by the way, Jackie, I'm going to do the same thing you're doing. I'm going to vote red all the way down the line, and for the very reasons you talked about. Jackie gets it. Did you notice that? Jackie gets it. She understands. Susie, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
A few hours ago, I was listening to a show where they were interviewing a woman reporter who speaks fluent Spanish and is down with the caravan. She said that caravan is almost all men. There are very few women and children with that. Now, she also said that they have found, and I don't know who they was, they have found a bunch of Bangladeshi in with that group. Now, a few days ago, the Guatemalans had identified 100 Muslim fighters who were in with that group. I presume that they extracted them and that the Bangladeshi group is the second and separate group. I think that this whole march is a subterfuge not to get in illegal Hispanics, but to camouflage a Muslim fighting force, and they're bringing them in that way. I think this whole thing, again, is a subterfuge to hide the fact that these are Muslim fighters coming into our country.
I had not, I'll be honest with you, I had not heard that. But that would not surprise me, Susie. That would not surprise me at all. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, in case you didn't know. This is where we're caller-intensive. And you get a chance to choose what it is we talk about, whether you're living in Hawthorne or Amargosa Valley or Battle Mountain or Ely or wherever you may be listening. I want to hear from you. And again, we're talking about this 7,000-strong migrant force that is advancing on our southern border. Do we have a right to defend our borders? And if so, to what extent? Rubber bullets? Real bullets? Pepper spray? Fire hoses? What are the boundaries? Somebody tell me what the boundaries are. And I don't know precisely what they are. Go to Judy. Judy, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, if we get another illegal immigrant, whether they're from South America, Central America, the Middle East, Russia, China, the Philippines, I don't care. I'm sick of supporting all the illegals. I am sick and tired of supporting scammers on SSDI. I'm sick of supporting the world. And what even is worse is these people are going to come in and their children are going to be dreamers. And they're going to go to college for free when I have to pay for my kids to go to college. Give me a break. I already voted. I voted straight red. And I was seeing red when I did it.
I'm glad you did. Thank you, Judy. Thank you. That's what a lot of people, you know, the president, I think, was right. You know, the Dems thought that this would be a big campaign issue. But Americans of all stripes, including independents, are going to look at this and they're going to call this an invasion force, not a migrant caravan. The people will get to choose. Now, they're going to see images on, you know, on fake news media. They're going to see these images of young moms with a child in each arm, carrying only what they have on their back. They're seeking a better life. They're seeking safety. They're doing this because they fear for their lives. You know what we ought to do? We ought to let them all in and send them all to the city of Chicago, where the murder rate. Yeah. Let them see what fearing for your life is all about in downtown Chicago. Yeah, that's what we need to do. Let's let all 7,000 in. Take them directly. Take them on buses or even charter planes. And drop them off in the city of Chicago on a weekend, a holiday weekend. Yeah, yeah. And let them experience what fearing for your life is all about. Yeah. Yeah, take them to the south side of Chicago and let them experience what fearing for your life is all about. That's what we need to do. We're going to take a quick break. We got a full board. And I apologize to those of you dialing in. You're getting that crazy busy signal. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. But we'll get to more calls coming up, and that'll free up more lines. My name is Kevin Wall. By the way, you want to join us? 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Nevada candidate for Governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The president was in Houston last night, he was there promoting Ted Cruz, believe it or not. Lion Ted. I just love that. The way he used to do Lion Ted. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Hey, Kevin. Hopefully you're having an awesome day.
I am, believe it or not.
That's cool. My wife and I early voted Saturday. And as of yesterday, it shows the Republicans have about 6,000 less people voting than what the Democrats. So I believe early voting lasts till November 2nd. And I really encourage people to get out there and vote while the lines are not humongous.
Yeah.
And like I say, we're 6,000, almost 6,000 Republicans down compared to Democrats.
Let me, and one of the reasons why that really doesn't matter is it's not going to be Republicans or Democrats who determine who wins the House, who wins the Senate, who wins the state Senate, who wins the Assembly. It's going to be the independents. I mean, that's,
yeah, we've got about 20,000 of those right now.
Yeah. And again, you don't know how they're going to vote. I suspect I know how they're going to vote. But it's a good point, and it reinforces what we've been saying all along. You got to get out and vote. We've got early voting. And I know a lot of Republicans like to wait till Election Day. Seniors, a lot of times they're just conditioned. There should be one Election Day, and that's what we do. And that's fine. But I'll just tell you, I don't know. Let me let you hear from Ted Cruz. He's running against Beto O'Rourke, a guy whose given name is Robert Francis, but he has put the name Beto out there to show he's an Hispanic. And maybe he is, but he's Robert Francis O'Rourke. That's a pretty Irish name, don't you think? But Ted Cruz, let's go to cut 8. Texans, he says, have a clear choice in that race with Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Today is the first day of early voting in Texas. And there's a fundamental choice for our state. Do we continue on the road to prosperity? Or do we turn back to Obama stagnation? Do we defend freedom? Or do we give in to tyranny? Do we embrace jobs? Or do we give in to mobs? And here in Texas, the United States Senate race provides the clearest contrast of any race in the country in 2018. We've had a couple of debates with as clear a distinction as anyone can hope for. On every issue, on taxes, I'm proud to have worked hand in hand with President Trump to pass the biggest tax cut in a generation. We cut taxes on small businesses, on job creators, on farmers, on ranchers, and on working families throughout the state of Texas. Beto O'Rourke wants higher taxes. Beto voted against the tax cut. He voted repeatedly in favor of higher property taxes. And in El Paso, he even voted for something called a rain tax. I don't even know what that is. But here in Texas, we celebrate when it rains. We don't tax you for it.
I just love that. Ted Cruz, charismatic guy. I like that. The former president. You know, it's weird. The president was in town or was in the state over the weekend. And then yesterday, the former president, President Obama. Let's go to cut 2 real quick. The president making a get out the vote. GOTV is what they call it in political circles. But the former president made that get out the vote pitch to Democrats right here in Las Vegas yesterday.
Right now, we've got a chance to restore some sanity to our politics. Right now, we can tip the balance of power back to you, the American people. Because ultimately, there is only one real check on abuses of power. There's only one real check on bad policy, and that is you and your vote. You. And you know, the great thing in Nevada, you don't have to wait 2 weeks. You can go ahead and vote right now. In Nevada, early voting's already underway. You can vote at any early voting site in your community. If you don't know where that is, just go to votenvdems.com. Find out where you can vote. So, there's no reason to overcomplicate stuff. Sometimes I think Democrats do just like, they're analyzing stuff. Just vote! And if you don't think it's important to vote, look at what the Republicans have done these past 2 years. Look at what they're saying they're going to do if you send them back to do more.
I just hate that. I just hate that. I've got to let you hear Jim Acosta, CNN, cut three. I know we won't have time for all of it, but we're going to take as much of it as we can. Jim Acosta, the worst part of his job, he says, is covering Trump rallies.
It gets to the larger point of what it's like covering the president of the United States, and in particular Donald Trump. In many ways, the danger is not what Trump is doing to America. The danger is how America is changing under Trump. And I never thought I would see the day where I would go to a political rally and, you know, people would give you a hard time. People yelled at me at Hillary Clinton rallies during the 2008 campaign. That would happen from time to time. And, you know, and during Mitt Romney, you know, people threw things at me and asked me, why didn't you ask about Benghazi or do a story on Benghazi? That happened when I covered Mitt Romney. But at rally after rally after rally, having the president of the United States whip people up into a frenzy and attack the press, to me, is the most depressing thing that I've ever witnessed as a journalist. And what it's not so much that the president is doing, it is that you have thousands and thousands of people who are willing to join in and do the same thing. At the rally in Montana the other night with Greg, when President Trump praised Greg Gianforte for body slamming Ben Jacobs, I remember looking over to the supporters in the crowd, and there was one guy, one young man, who was doing these body slam moves, you know, and he and his buddies were all getting a good laugh out of it. And then he looked at me and he goes like this, like, I'm going to cut your throat. And, you know, just I went up to him after it was over and I talked to him about it, and he was just sort of laughing about it. And I guess he wasn't serious about it. But to me, that's the Trump effect on America. It has normalized and sanitized nastiness and cruelty in a way that I just never thought I would see before.
Oh, God. I've been brought to tears again by Jim Acosta. I just can't believe it. It's deeply depressing for him. Too damn bad. Get used to it, pal. We'll do it again tomorrow, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.